Our scripture reading for this morning is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15, verses 29 through 39. If you would like to follow along, it can be found on page 17 in the New Testament of your pew Bible. As we prepare to hear God's word, let us pray. Living God, with joy we celebrate the presence of your risen word. Enliven our hearts by your Holy Spirit, so that we may proclaim the good news of eternal and abundant life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Reading from Matthew. After Jesus had left that place, he passed along the Sea of Galilee, and he went up the mountain where he sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the mute, and many others. They put them at his feet, and he cured them, so that the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way. The disciples said to him, Where are we to get enough bread in the desert to feed so great a crowd? Jesus asked them, How many loaves have you? They said, Seven and a few small fish. Then, ordering the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all of them ate and were filled. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 bags full. Those who had eaten were 4,000 men, besides women and children. After sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our second scripture reading today will also come from the book of Matthew. I'll be reading from chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. This is that section in the Gospels called the Sermon on the Mount, that part of the Bible where Jesus preaches. He preaches to his disciples, he preaches to crowds, he preaches to us. And he says, Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more of value than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to the span of your life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, What will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who seek all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. As Christians, as followers of Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed, who are we? Why are we here? Does the fact that Calvin is here in Cumberland, Rhode Island, does it matter? If we closed our doors today, would it make a difference? When I think about those types of questions, things pop into my head. Things like, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We're a family. We're the body of Christ. We're part of the Holy Apostolic Catholic Church, that church that was there in the beginning. It's here now and will be there in the future. People we don't even know, people who haven't been born yet. We're family that's been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. But the world teaches us Calvin, the church. It teaches us other things about what it means to be a church, to be influential, to be effective, to be powerful, to have goals, to make a difference, to fear failure. Now, it's having goals, for example, that in and of itself is not wrong. But it's not what we're about. It's not that Jesus says his disciples that you can't be in the world and be part of the things that are going on, but we're not of the world. We're of a heavenly realm. And if Jesus wants to accomplish something, Jesus is going to accomplish something. He doesn't need us. But the joy is he does seek us to be obedient, faithful, and use us to be his ambassadors in this world. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he goes on, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. So we're called to be faithful, not effective. And God will do what God does with that. He is, if we are called to be a people of the cross, we are servant people. We're not rulers, but we are holy ambassadors to the Most High God, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's incredibly important what we do. So what does it mean to be, for Calvin, to be faithful, to listen to God's call in our life? We got resources for that. The Word of God, prayer, the community of Calvin here, the community of the greater church. Those are all gifts that have been given to us to help us discern what our call is, what it means to be faithful. The Presbytery of Southern New England, our brothers and sisters in the other congregations around in this community and around the world. When I've heard some of the missionaries who have come to preach here, it's I've got new lenses to look at the gospel based upon, because it's they have a different reality that they battle with to be faithful, what it means to be faithful. And a part of that, what it means to be faithful, is God has given gifts to us to help us along that path. It was not too long ago, it was later, earlier in the year, Calvin had for a Bible study on Sabbath. And it was something that, you know, it's, you, if you grew up and you're of a certain age, Sabbath was something that, you know, it's Sunday, all the stores are closed, you go to church, people dress up, you come home, and there's the meals, you might place, if I was a kid, you go out and play out in the yard or something, but Sabbath was Sabbath, and you took it for granted. Sabbath looks different today. But it's not so much the rules that that were enforced back in those days, although that's the good or bad of that, I'll let you talk that amongst yourselves. But it's, you know, one of the things that I got through that that study is Sabbath helps us become human. It helps us to take that deep breath, to listen to God, to be with other people in our church community, to help form us into what we're supposed to be. And in that same avenue, there's something called sabbatical. It's another rest. In the Pentateuch in the Old Testament, there is Sabbath, then there is sabbatical. If they talk about every 7 years, the people were supposed to do certain things to just fulfill the righteousness of God and become his people and be faithful. And there was even a Sabbath of Sabbaths, the Jubilee year, that where property was given back to original owners and things of that sort. Well, Calvin is going to be entering into a different type of sabbatical very soon. Pastor Kevin, on June 12th, will be going on a sabbatical. He's going to be doing that through September 12th. And that's something that is a requirement in our presbytery, Presbytery of Southern New England. All pastors, after 7 years, are to go on sabbatical, and where they can recharge, where they can pray, when they can think about what it means to be faithful. And Pastor Kevin and his family will be doing that, and I know that he's planning on retreats where he's going off into being prayer retreats and different things, and he'll be talking more about that. But it's a part of that process. He's going to be talking to us soon about what does it mean for Calvin to be faithful? What are we called to in the future? We sort of went through this process when Pastor Judd, back a while ago, he left us and retired. And we went through that process to talk about what does it mean to be the church here? What are we called to be? And we went through a discerning process, and we had meetings and what have you. We're going to be doing something on a short and abbreviated portion of that, because the goal for Kevin is going to be, he's going to be taking your prayerful thoughts on that with him as he goes on sabbatical. So think about it. What does it mean for Calvin to be here? What are we called to do? What are we called to do without fear, knowing that God is there and he is just looking for us to do what he is calling us to do, no matter whether we think we have the people to do it, whether we have the resources to do it. You know, in Betty's reading, it's people like, what's going on? We can't do this. Just do it. It'll happen. So think about it. Pray about it. This congregation, we are a gift. We are a gift to Cumberland, Northern Rhode Island, to the greater church, to the world. Because we have the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ and our Lord and our God, our Father, who is on our side. Not only on our side, they have created a world in which they request us to be their spokespeople in this world for them. So what are we called to do? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. Do not fear. What is it that we're going to be faithful about? And well, I'll leave you with that. And why don't we all stand and let us sing hymn 421, The Church of Christ in Every Age.